Okay, a good nerve Shabbos Rav Moshe. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Kuf Gimel. Just a slight programming note because Baruch Hashem, I only have 3 blot, 2.5 blot left in the Sakta. We have a full day on Sunday for Kuf Hei, but Kuf Hei is about half an Amud. So we can break it up a little different, considering that today's Erev Shabbos and a little pressed for time on a short Shabbos. So we're going to stop today at the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, which is basically halfway down. Then we'll go, on Motzi Shabbos, we'll do until the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, which is also about halfway down the Amud. And then on Sunday, we'll have at least a full Amud or so to do. And that way, we'll finish the Masechta on Sunday without, spending 5 minutes on just half an Amud. Okay, but either way, we're on Kuf Beis, Amud Beis here by the Mishnah. We've been talking about things that are mutter in the Beis HaMikdash because of Shavuos, and Osir outside the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Rabbanans don't necessarily apply in the Beis HaMikdash, as they say, Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash. This Mishnah is a little different. As we'll explain, we'll have to read Rashi just to explain exactly what the case is and what the issue is. So it says the Mishnah, Koshrin Nima B'Mikdash. You're allowed to tie a string, and the string we're talking about is a string on a new musical instrument, in the Beis HaMikdash, Avalo B'Medina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash, v'im betchila, and that is only if it broke on Shabbos. But in betchila, if it had broken on Erev Shabbos, a kind of usher, it's usher regardless of where you are. What's going on over here? So if you read Rashi, kosher in Nima, the first Rashi on the Mishnah, right? Nimas kinor. You're talking about back in the day, if I'm not mistaken, a kinor was a harp. Kinor nowadays refers to a violin. But either way, you have an instrument in the Beis HaMikdash. Shashil ha-levim le-korban. That belongs to the Levim for the shir, for the singing, for the korban. That was a very chashuv avoda. The Mishnah, the Gemara already in Sukkah discusses what was the crucial part of the singing. Was it the actual instrument, or was it actually the voice of the Levim? But either way, whatever the ikur shir was, they certainly had musical instruments on Shabbos. And in Nifsuka on Shabbos, Rashi says, if it broke on Shabbos, you're allowed to fix it. And the Gemara, my first time, and the Gemara is going to explain, and we'll just read here in Rashi before we get to it, that the reason is because the Kasovar Machshire Mitzvah Shelohaya Yachol Asosa Me'a Etmal is mutter. That if Machshire Mitzvah, things that you need to prepare for the mitzvah is the avoda, is the playing of instruments, etc., but the preparation for the mitzvah, as we're going to see, according to Rabbi Elazar, is also Docha Shabbos. So the preparation for the mitzvah is stringing up the harp or the violin or whatever you're using. If you weren't able, meaning if it broke on Shabbos, so that, according to Rabbi Elazar, that is also Docha Shabbos. Right? Dahayom Nefsika, Rashi says, because it broke today, i.e. on Shabbos. So then Docha is a Shabbos. Afalgav de Kesher av Malachohu. Even though the tying in this manner, we're dealing here, we're not with Shavuos B'Mikdash, this is a little bit different. This is a Din D'Oraisa. This is Kesher M'D'Oraisa. Kosher Midaraisa, and if you would string up a violin in general on Shabbos, right, in a permanent way, that would be Osir Midaraisa. But here, we're saying in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mudr, because this is a specific sheet of Rabbi Elazar, that Machshirei Mitzvah, anything you need to do to prepare to do a mitzvah, is Docha Shabbos, even if it is a Din D'Oraisa. So with that background, let's dive into the Gemara Uriminhu. Hold on 1 second. I'll ask you a stereo from a Braisa. Nimas Kinor Shenifzaka Lo Hayak Kosher Ela Onva. If you have a string of a harp, let's say, let's just use that, that snapped on Shabbos, so you can't tie it, but you can make it in a bow. You can onva, you can make a bow. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah says you can tie it straight up. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, Harabban, and Har Rabbi Eliezer, right? That's the difference between the Rabban and the Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer, Dama Machshir Mitzvah Dochen Es HaShabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that a preparatory action for a mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, so then kosher, then you can even tie it regularly. That's our Mishnah. The Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Damre Ein Dochen, according to the Rabbanan, who say that that does not Docha Shabbos, so then Onvo, you have to tie it in a bow, according to, which is the Braisa, and therefore, that's the case of the Braisa, where you have to tie it in a bow, which is not necessarily kosher midoraisa. The Gemara says, "I Rabbi Elazar." 1 second. If it's Rabbi Elazar shita, meaning our Mishnah, afilu lechila nami. Rabbi Elazar says that again. Rabbi Elazar shita, the Gemara says, is not only if it breaks on Shabbos, you're also allowed to do it if it broke on Friday and you just didn't fix it. But our Mishnah says in betchila kan v'kan aser that if it broke originally and you didn't fix it, you were able to do it on Erev Shabbos, but you didn't. So then it's usser. But Rabbi Elazar is the holds that it's mutter even in that scenario. So our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Elazar. El lokasha har Rabbi Yehuda v'ha Rabbanan. Rather, no, it's the machokas is Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no difference between tying regularly and tying with a bow, so therefore the Mishnah doesn't make any difference. But the Rabbanan say there is a difference, meaning that tying it normally is an Isra Daraisa, and the tying it with a bow is not. This Gemara says, one second, Rabbi Yehuda Alibi Daman. Okay, the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda, but then you're still stuck with the same question. Who does he hold like in by Machshirei Mitzvah? I Alibi Rabbi Elazar, if he holds like Rabbi Elazar, so I feel L'chachila Nami. If he holds like Rabbi Elazar, that Machshirei Mitzvah is Mutter, is Docha Shabbos, so then he holds that even L'chachila, even if it broke on Erev Shabbos, right, you're allowed to tie it on Shabbos. So regardless of the type of knot, you still run into the same problem. Says El Lokasha Ha Rabbi Shimon Ha Rabbanan. No, actually, no. It's a difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. What machlokas is that? So that's the following. The Tanya, like we learned in a brisa, Ben Levi Shenifzika Lo Nima B'Kinor. Right, if you have a Levite, right, who's doing singing in the Beis Hamikdash, and all of a sudden a string on his harp breaks, so then Kosher. Tanakama says you can tie it. We're going to explain in a second that if you pay attention carefully to the words of the Braisa, right, shenifzika lo nima, if it snapped for him, if the string snapped, and implying that it happened on Shabbos, and therefore then the Tanakhama says the Rabbanan in this Braisa say that kosher you can tie it normally, implying that if it broke on Erev Shabbos, then you're not allowed to tie it. So this is going to be similar to Rabbi Elazar, but it's going to fix the problem we had in our Mishnah. That it's going to be mutter for you to tie the string if it broke on Shabbos, but it's not going to be mutter to tie the string if it broke on Friday. So that's going to be helpful because we need someone to say, like our Mishnah. So Rabbi Elazar, so that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer Onva. Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, you have to make a bow. You can't make an actual knot. You can make a bow, and that's like our Brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Shimon ben Elazar says, Afhi inu mishamas zakol. He says, it's a technical problem. If you make a bow on a harp string, so you're not going to make any noise, get any noise out of it. Right? You have to pull it taut. Right? You ever play a musical instrument, the strings need to be taut. You can't just tie it in a bow. So, Ella mishal shel lamata v'korech milamala, or mishal shel lamala v'korech milamata. Either way, meaning you wrap it around the entire, depending on which direction it's going in, right, which direction it's tied on the bottom, right, if it's you can loosen it and wrap it around and then pull it tight. Right? Even though that's not tied, it's a better way. It's less than what's it called? It's going to be less than kosher. It's going to be less than kosher. Rashi says over here. Where is it? Right. He explains what it is. One second. He explains the whole. Adifa le mishrik shira da mishal shal navi ma'av malacha the metakin kli. Even though this is makav patish, kevin deshar the chachila machlif. Since it's mutter to do so. Right, since it's mutter to fix this string, you have to fix it somehow, right? Because the shira is docha Shabbos, so it's better to do this method of tying. Meaning, v'asi nami lahatir nimin bekinor chadash lechachila. Because if you would tie it normally, you might come to tie strings on a harp lechachila. That even if they broke on erev Shabbos, here at least you're doing it in a different way. That you should know that this situation is different, right? If it broke on Shabbos and you tied it in the normal way on Shabbos, says Rashi, so that might lead you to think that you can always tie it in a normal way, even if the string snapped on Erev Shabbos. If you tie it around and around the harp, right, even though right, that is in and itself Magma Padish, it's still a malacha, it's not going to come to get you confused and make you think that you're allowed to tie the harp string in a normal way, if it broke on Erev Shabbos. So that's what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar suggests. So that's one way to understand that. Again, going back to the steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa, so our Mishnah is the Tanakhama, and the Braisa is Rabbi Shimon. V'Baisema, another way to answer, Hava HaRabbanan, that both of the Mishnah and the Braisa are the Rabbanan from our Braisa, i.e. that it's mutter to tie it if it broke on Shabbos, but not if it broke on Erev Shabbos, tie it normally. And kan ba'emtza, kan minatzad. And the difference is that the Mishnah is where the string snapped in the middle. So if you don't tie it straight up, you don't tie it normally, so then you won't get any sound from it whatsoever. Minatzad, if it broke at the end, so then you could theoretically get it into a bow and it would still work. V'baisema, or another way to understand that, hava ba'emtza, no, that both the Mishnah and the Braisa are the Rabbanan from over here. And and it's and they broke in the middle. Umar Sabar Gazrin, Umar Sabar Lo Gazrin. And one, the Machlokes is, no, I take it back, I'm sorry, that it's Rabbi Shimon versus the Rabbanan. Again, the Rabbanan had said, the Tanakama had said that you're allowed to tie it normally, and Rabbi Shimon said you need to tie it in a bow. And again, Rabbi Shimon holds that Gazrinan, you're not allowed to tie it normally because you may come to tie it. You're allowed to tie it normally if it broke in the middle because you may come to tie it when it broke at the end when you actually only needed a bow and then you tied it normally. So again, the case is again according to how does this one work? Sorry, a lot of you by Samas. Right. Both of them are the string snapped in the middle. The Mishnah is the Chachamim in the Brisa over here that we just quoted, and the Brisa that we quoted on the base is Rabbi Shimon, who said that you have to tie it in a bow. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? Rabbi Shimon holds Gazrinan, where goes there that you have to tie it in a bow if it broke in the middle, because you might come to tie it normally on the bottom. If you tie it normally in the middle, then you might come to tie it normally on the bottom, which would be Asr. According to the Chachamim, it would not go there, and therefore you can tie it normally in the middle. If it's snapped in the middle, we're not concerned that you may end up tying it normally at the end, which would be Asr, because you don't really need to tie it normally at the end. You can just tie it with a bow, as Rabbi Shimon said. Okay, next Mishnah. Now we move back to the Shvus B'Mikdash kind of category. The din is that if you bring a korban, you can't have a mum. And one of the mums that the Torah lists is what's called a yabelis. We know that as a wart. If an animal has a wart, so that is no good. And then again, to take off a wart on a person's body is an iser daraisa of gozes. But that iser daraisa of gozes is only aser midaraisa if you use a kli. If you take it off, you pick it off with your hand, or as we'll see in the Gemara, kind of gross, but if you use your teeth, that's aser midrabanan, and therefore to take a wart off a korban in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be mutter because ein shvus b'mikdash. So says the Mishnah. Okay, chotchin yabeles b'mikdash. You can take off a wart in the Beis HaMikdash, avolo b'medina, but outside, not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Then b'kli kan v'kan aser. And by the way, you can't use a utensil because that would be aser midaraisa. You can use your teeth, you can use your fingers, etc., etc. That's again, that would get you to derabanan and ein shvus b'mikdash, and that's why it is mutter. Or minhu, hold on one second. I'll bring you a kasha again. This Mishnah is in Brisa. Mishnah, I think, is in Pesachim. So again, as we're kind of gearing up for Pesachim towards the end of Erevin here, Herkivu v'hava aso. Now we know that Korban Pesach is done with Shabbos. Right? Let's say if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so you're allowed to shech Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, right? That's Docha Shabbos. But there are other things that that you need to do to get the korban ready. And for example, her kivu, which is carrying it, right, to where you want to shecht it. Or hava aso mechuz l'tchum, or bringing it from outside the tchum. Or, and this is important to our case, v'chatichas yabalto, right, cutting off a wart. So all that stuff is ein dochen, that you're not docha Shabbos, because that's all machshiri mitzvah, that's preparations for the mitzvah. And here is Rabbi Elazar Shita that we mentioned before, earlier today, Rabbi Elazar Omer dochen, and Rabbi Elazar says, no, that machshiri mitzvah is docha Shabbos. So all those things are mutter. So again, the Tanakhama, though, holds that it's usher to take off a wart on Shabbos. That's against our Mishnah. So like Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, explain one of two different ways. Chada mar hava habalacha. One of them says that both the Mishnah and the Braisa is talking about a wart that is literally means wet, but it means it's still, you know, kind of live. It's still kind of attached to the body. It's still kind of moist. Velokasha kan biyad kan bekli. And simply the difference is that our Mishnah is talking about biyad, and therefore it's mutter with your hand, and the Braisa is talking about it with a kli. That's going to be aser. The Chadamar, another way to understand the difference, is haba haba yad. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about taking off the wart by hand. Velokasha haba lacha haba yavesha. That one, the Mishnah says when it's still, the Mishnah rather in Pesachim, Right, the two Mishnayos. The Mishnah in Pesachim, that we said that you're not allowed to take it off. That's if it's still wet. That's if it's still moist or attached to the body. And if it's dry, though, that's our Mishnah. And it's already not even considered part of the animal. It's totally detached. And it's just like you're kind of, you know, picking off a piece of dirt. Right? It's not already part of the animal. According to the one who says that our Mishnah is Biyad, and the Mishnah in Pesachim is Bikli, my time alone, or Bahavalacha of Yevesha. Why didn't he say that the difference is between wet and dry? Because Hamalacha, he would say that Yevesha filu Bikli namishari, that even a dry, taking off a dry wart with a Kli is mutter. My time, ifrucha, because it's already just kind of crumbles up when you take it off. So, but our Mishnah said that if it's what you use a kli, then it's aser. So it can't be talking about a wart that's dry. Ulamanda I. So what about the other guy? How does the other guy understand? Ulamanda amar habalacha habayevesha. Right? Why does my time alo amar habakliyabayabakli? Right? Why would he say that our Mishnah is talking about a dry wart? So Amar Lacha, he would say Bikli Hatanan and Bikli Kamkai Nasser. Right? How can you tell me that our Mishnah that is talking about how can you tell me that the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about a Kli? Our Mishnah already says that a Kli is Usr. So you don't need to teach me that the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about Bikli. Our Mishnah says that Bikli is Usr. So you don't need that. You don't need to teach me a second time. So therefore, the Mishnah in Pesachim can't be talking about a case when are you using a Kli. Ivy Dach and the other guy, what does he do with that? Because the reason we teach Bikli is Usr twice is to reinforce Rabbi Elazar's Shita that even Bikli, it is going to be Mutter. Right? That's what the Mishnah said himself. Ivy Dach and the other guy, that seems to be a pretty good answer. So what do you say? So Dumya, their Kivu, Vavasu, Mechuzat Chum. Because the Mishnah over there is talking about, right, what did it compare it to? There are three cases there. You brought it inside from the tchum, outside, you brought it from outside the tchum, you carried it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the third case was taking off the wart. All three of those are dinim d'rabbanan. So it must be that the wart case is with a din d'rabbanan. So it can't be talking about a case with a kli. He isn't carrying a shusar abim dindo raisa. So that's the concept of chai nosi et asmo, that an animal or something that's alive carries itself, means that you're almost sort of kind of not really carrying anything in the shusar rabim because it's kilu carrying it itself. So therefore, the carrying of a live animal in the shusar rabim is a derabanan. So all those cases are derabanan. So can't be talking about a case with a kli because that would be usur midoraisa. Ivy dach. What about the other one? That seems to be a pretty good proof. And he's going to hold, as you might imagine, that all those cases are not derabanan. They're doraisa. Herkevo delok Rabbi Nosan. He does not agree with Rabbi Nosan. That's damar chaynosi etzatzma. That says, you know, an animal carries itself, and therefore, if you carry an animal in shusar abim, that's an isur derab. Doraisa, and what about carrying for outside the tchum? So that's what we mentioned several times. Hava also mechutz l'tchum k'Rabbi Akiva, damar tchumim doraisas, and he holds that like Rabbi Akiva, says a tchumim doraisas, and therefore cutting off the wart is also a din doraisa, like the other two cases, and therefore he must be talking about using a kli. Okay, Masi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, one second. How can you tell me that the case in the how can you tell me that the Mishnah Pesachim is talking about a din d'oraisa? Because Amar Rabbi Elazar said kal v'chomer. He's going to bring a kal v'chomer. He's going to prove to you that machshirei mila are docha Shabbos. He's going to prove to you that machshirei mila is docha Shabbos. U'mashchita shehu mashum malacha docha Shabbos. Right? If you're telling me that shchita shechting the korban Pesach, if it falls out on erev Pesach, falls out on Shabbos, so that's docha Shabbos. All of these cases which we just mentioned that are aser midrabanan are also going to be docha Shabbos. That was Rabbi Elazar's proof, right? That all that stuff should be docha Shabbos. So how could you tell me those cases are aser midrabanan? Rabbi Elazar himself just said a second later, he's trying to prove that he's correct, and he says that these are isurim derabanan. Elam Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, how do you, you know, figure out that now you're left with a steer between the Mishnayos? So Gemara says, Elam Rav Yosef, Haba Habiyad, Ushus b'mikdash b'mikdash hitiru, Ushus b'mikdash b'medina lo hitiru. And it's, the difference is where you're doing the malacha. Right? Both of the cases are talking about taking off the wart by hand, and also, you know, by the definition, if it's lach, if it's wet, so therefore you're dealing with a din derabanan. And the question is where you did the malacha. If you did it in the Beis HaMikdash, then it's moter. That's our Mishnah. Shvus b'mikdash b'medina, but what are you doing with the Korban Pesach? You're not eating the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore, all this stuff that you're doing outside the Beis HaMikdash, right? Carrying Michutz L'Tchum, carrying Rishus HaRabim, right? It must be that they're being done outside the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, also taking off the wart is also being done outside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, that's going to be Yasir. Yasir v'vayig v'kamar la'ashmaitza. So Ravai was saying over this wort, and Esver of Safra la'vayir. Safra asked the Makasha, what about something we just learned a couple days ago? Hayakori b'sefer alei skopa v'nizgalgal b'sefer miyada. Let's say you're reading a scroll on the skopa, on the steps between the Rishus HaYachad and Rishus HaRabim, and the thing roll the book, the other side of the sefer rolls into the Rishus HaRabim. So golo etzlo, you're allowed to roll it back, and we're not concerned. By the way, meaning this is a special din in kavod sefer, but otherwise it'd be aser. And v'hava haka the shvus mitash b'medinahu. Right, this is talking about a din derabanan. But again, we said that, if I'm not mistaken, that was a din of a Carmelis and Rosh Hashanah. So that's a din derabanan, right? And v'lo gazrina, and we're not goes there. We're not concerned. Dilma nafil v'asi le'asiyeh, that you may go and pick it up and bring it back. Right, so apparently. There are other ways, meaning obviously it's not exactly the same case. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash and Ein Shvus maybe Sifrei Kodesh, right? We're comparing the case of Sifrei Kodesh to a case of doing stuff in the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Echinami. But you see that we're not going to be gozer the Rabbanans when you have this mitigating factor in either in the Beis HaMikdash or you're dealing with Sifrei Kodesh. So why would you say that's the case? So Gemara says, "V'lo kinda beiskopa karmelus shusir abmo verisel lefanav." He says, "That's not a contradiction, because that case, as we pointed out before, is a karmelus to shusir abim, and it came to ogdo biyado afilish shus namilaka." And since you're holding one side of the scroll in your hand, it's not even aser midir abanan. Right? There'd be no daraisa here, so we're not going to make a derabanan onto a derabanan. Right? You're not going to make a gzera because of a derabanan onto a derabanan. So therefore, that's a different case. It's a different whatsoever, a different scenario. So Esve, one second, I'll ask you a question. Mishalshin is a Pesach l'ton rimcha sheicha. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so you can put the Korban Pesach into the oven towards the end of Shabbos, even though you're not going to cook it until Motzei Shabbos, meaning put it inside the Mishnah. It's at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos that putting food in the oven, even though it's going to be cooked afterwards, right, putting the Korban Pesach in there is going to be aser. But we see that you can do this, right? You can lower it into the oven, even though you're not going to cook it until after Shabbos, and that's a din derabanan. Right? Normally, you say it's din derabanan, and it's doche Shabbos. You're allowed to do this. Right? You're outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Mishnah said over there, we're concerned that if you lower stuff into the oven, you may come to stoke the coals. We say lo gazrinan shem yichad bechalim. But here, by the Korban Pesach, right, we're not concerned that you may come to stoke the coals, which would be Asar and Shabbos. So that seems to be a good proof. Now you have a case of a malacha, which is mutter outside the Beis HaMikdash, right? And you're telling me that if it's mutter outside the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have the distinction, right, between inside the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash. Apparently you see that this Shvus also is Docha Shabbos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Again, that was the difference, the last difference we wanted to say between the Mishnah in Erevin and the Mishnah in Pesachim, that one is inside the Beis HaMikdash, one side is out. But here, if you're telling me that there are scenarios where you're going to be Docha Adin D'Rabbanan outside the Beis HaMikdash, so you can't make that distinction. So Kiosk came to Rav Yosef, when Abaye came to Rav Yosef, Amr Lai, Hachi Amr Li, Rav Safar said, Amr Li, Amar Lee, he said, meaning this is what he said to me, and Amar Lee, and Rav Yosef said to Abaye, my time, alo tishni lecha, tishni le, why don't you answer him, b'nei chabura zuzenhein, that the people who make a korban Pesach are careful. Right? This is special dispensation here for the people who are getting together to make a korban Pesach, they're going to be very careful, right? The b'nei chabura, the people who are dealing with this, are going to be exceptionally careful. Someone who is, you know, dealing with a korban, right? It's a very serious matter here. They're going to be careful. They're not going to be mechate begecholim, and that's why you have a special. You know, we waive the din derabanan over here, but and in general, to take off a ward or whatever, we're not going to waive the din derabanan. The Abaye, why did Abaye say this? I mean, he had to go to Yosef to say this. So he would have said, because it's a concept that we've seen already a couple times in the Sefer Shabbos. I don't think it mentions in Erevin, but a couple times for sure in Shabbos, that and all over Shas, that Kohanim Zrizin Hein Aminon. That, yeah, we assume the concept of Zrizin, that people are careful, and therefore you don't need to make extra Xeras, that's by Kohanim. But B'nei Chabura Zrizin Hein Lo Aminon. We don't say that people who are making a Korban Pesach are necessarily careful. I mean, because that already, everybody's kind of to make a Korban Pesach, right? If all of Am Yisrael were careful, so there'd be no Dinim Derabanan at all. Right? Why do you need Dinim Derabanan at all? If everybody's careful. So Rabbi said that, okay, we don't necessarily apply that concept to the people making the Korban Pesach. Okay, Rava Amar, Rava says, what's the difference? Another way to distinguish between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Pesachim about taking off a wart. So Rabbi Elazar, that our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. Tam Machshir Mitzvah Dochen is a Shabbos. That Machshir Mitzvah is Doche Shabbos. Because Rabbi Elazar says even Dinam Doraisa or Doche Shabbos, and our Mishnah says the Kamakan Aser. But either way, so meaning this Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, I and Mode Rabbi Elazar become the Efshar Lishnuyim Mashninan. That in a Chanami, that Dinam Doraisa and Dinam Derabanan are Doche Shabbos if they're Machshire Mitzvah, if they're preparations for a Mitzvah, but whatever you can do to change what you're doing is better. And if you look at the Rashi over here that explains Rava, the last Rashi on the Amud, right? Rava Amar, that both the cases, the Mishnah and Pesachim and here, are Biyad. Just to get it. Ela Masnitzin Dekamai, the second line, the third line up in Rashi. Dekatani Shfus Dev Shalami Etmol. Sorry. Rabbi, where is it? Ah, here it is. Two lines up. Rabbi Elazar, two lines up in Rashi. The polygnami Allah the Hubib Psachim, Vamar Dochen, that meaning Rabbi Elazar, the one who argues in the Mishnah in Psachim and says that these things are Doche Shabbos, right? The Afilu Av Malacha Melchi Kamayu, right? Even Av Malacha, even Nisr Daraisa, we're going to be Doche if it's Machshir in Mitzvah, but Kol Sekein Shvos, and so too, certainly, Adin Derabanan. And the last line says, "Moder Rabbi Elazar, the Kamada Efshar, the Shnei Mashnian Lay, V'lo Machal and Shabsa, V'hechad the Lo Efshar, Kigon Gabi Yizel, the V'chinan Afilu Av Malacha." Meaning, according to, sorry, that really wasn't as clear as I wanted to be, but basically, Rabbi Elazar says that in the Chinami, that the Din of the Reis and the Rabbanon are Dorach Shabbos if they're Machshirei Mila, Machshirei Mitzvah, but. You should try and change it up as much as you can. I mean, as much as you can do, as much as you can change to knock it down, not necessarily knock it down, but to do some sort of shinoi, or at least to knock it down from Daraisa to Rabbanan, or to make it to Rabbanan into something that's less. So you should also change it a little bit. So therefore, our Mishnah, right, says you should use your hand to take off the wart and not a kli. Now, in a chanami, it's asur mi Daraisa. But dinam daraisa are mutter, but you should change what you're doing. So don't do it in the best way with a kli. You should change it with your hand. And the Mishnah Pesachim, right? That's Rabbi Elazar argues on the Tanakhama and the Mishnah Pesachim. So this our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. The Mishnah Pesachim is the Tanakhama, and then the Rabbi Elazar argues straight up on that Mishnah there. And that's what's quoted for us. In that Mishnah. Mahi, where did Rabbi Elazar get this from? That you have to try and change what you're doing as much as you can, even though the din is Doche Shabbos. So the Tanya learned that Reis their coin, also lo yabelas, if a coin got a wart, then his friend is allowed to bite it with his teeth. So then the Gemara says, Beshinov in Bekli lo, implying that you can use your teeth, but not a kli. And implying that chaveru in ihulo, that it has to be done with a friend and not by the person himself. So money, who's this shita? Ilam rabbanan. If your time it's the rabbanan uva mikdash and it's in the base of mikdash and therefore ein shvus be mikdash, that doesn't make sense because the ikem damran the amri rabbanan be alma mishum shvus. Hacha mali hu mali chaveru. Right, the rabbanan say ein shvus be mikdash. That it's mutter to do it in the rabbanan in the base of mikdash. What does it matter whether you do it or your friend does it? Right, that doesn't make sense. Why would you have to add that stipulation? Elav Rabbi Elazar. Must be Rabbi Elazar. She the amar be alma chayv chatas. That in general, right, someone who's chayv is going to be chayv. It's also midaraisa to bite off a wart on your body, right? That's the malach of gozis. The hacha, and even though afal gav the machshiri mitzvah dochenus Shabbos, even though machshiri mitzvah is dochen Shabbos, and theoretically it is mutter, kamed efshar l'shnuyim meshninon. However, you're able to change what you're doing. That's what you have to do. So therefore, you have to use your teeth and not a kli, and you have to use your friend and not yourself. Skamar says, not really. Lo, actually, lo lam rabbanan. Really, this brisa can be the rabbanan. If you also have a kriso hainachinami, that if the wart is on his stomach, or any place that the kohen himself can reach, my stomach is kind of like a weird place to say, but anyway, any place the kohen himself can reach, so then he can do it himself. But how come Mayaskina, what's the case? Kigonja also lo neshicha begabo uvatzili yadav. Right, the wart is on your back or on the back of your elbow where you can't do it. Iu lo matzi shakile, that he's not able to do it himself. Right, so it's not that it's a din that someone else has to do it. It's just your friend should do it because you can't reach it. So that's not a proof for Rabbi Elazar's shita. I mean, that's not the source for where Rabbi Elazar says you have to change the malacha as much as you can. Gemara says, V'i Rabbanan. No, you can't. This brisa can't be the Rabbanan. Right? Nishkale nihal lebiyad. So why do you need to bite it? Let him just take it off with his hand. It's also within the Rabbanan. If it tifshot the Rabbi Elazar, and if you tell me that was the shita of the Rabbanan, that would explain, that would prove Rabbi Elazar's shita, not Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Elazar. What did he say? Dam Rabbi Elazar, machlokas b'yad, avo b'kli d'rekol chayev. That the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is b'kli. Meaning, apparently, if you were to tell me that the Chachamim say that you can't use your hand, right, that would prove that Rabbi Elazar, who says that the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, in terms of taking off warts, is by hand. But everybody agrees that b'kli is aser. The Gemara says, well, according to that, Rabbi Elazar, so then, if you're telling me that Rabbi Elazar holds its mutter to take it off by hand, and you want to say that this brisa is Rabbi Elazar, so why doesn't Rabbi Elazar say you should take it off by hand? Why does the brisa say you should bite it? So the Gemara says, hi, my, what kind of question is that? Yeah, Marta b'shlame the Rabbi Elazar, hainu the gazer yad atu kli. If you're telling me that the brisa is Rabbi Elazar, so that's why it's a gzera, right? If you use your hand, so you may come to use a kli. But if you're saying it's the Rabbanan, nishkili nahanu miyad, right? Then you should be able to take it off with your hand, because let him take it off by your hand, because that's a din Rabbanan. With the kli is din daraisa, so you don't need to be gozer. And there's no reason that you should kind of change what you're doing. There's no reason to change what you're doing because only Rabbi Elazar says that you need to kind of deviate from the normal method. So the Gemara says v'sulo midi, and that's actually that's the proof that we use to say that Rabbi Elazar shita, right? Meaning that for sure this is Rabbi Elazar, and this is the makor for where Rabbi Elazar says that you need to avoid or change, do whatever you're doing, even though the din of Doraisa, din of Rabbanan, Doruch Shabbos, you still should make some sort of shinoi whenever you can. Okay, as I said before, we're going to stop here just to even out the daf until the end of the sechta. Have a tremendous Shabbos, Rabosai, and we'll pick up with Kuf Dalet at the last couple blot next week, and look forward to starting Maseches Pesachim on Monday. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.